people who set stretch goals for themselves and aim high in life may risk burning out. But a new study shows that those who set ambitious goals and also avoid taking failure too seriously may not suffer as much emotionally. My goal for today here on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson, is to tell you all about those findings on the science of goal setting right after this. Beginning this July, most Central Hudson residential customers who've been receiving their energy bills every other month will transition to monthly billing. 12 bills per year instead of 6 larger ones should make managing household expenses easier. And while that change is taking place, to make your bill paying easiest, sign up for our e-bills and direct pay options. Easier by the dozen. Monthly billing, coming this July from Central Hudson. People. Power. Possibilities. Now here's Almanac. Researchers last year completed a study in which they analyzed 43 previous studies on perfectionism and the phenomenon commonly known as burnout. And they found that holding high expectations, whether for academic achievements, career goals, or athletic pursuits, isn't necessarily a bad thing. However, people with perfectionist tendencies tend to pair their high expectations with what are called perfectionist concerns. And this means that they are extremely self-critical and take it personally when they fail to reach their very challenging goals. It is this aspect of perfectionism that leads to burnout, said one of the study's co-authors, Andrew Hill, a sports psychologist at York St. John University in England. You can fail as many times as you like, as long as you don't feel like that reflects on your self-worth, Hill told LiveScience.com contributor Stephanie Pappas for a report last August. Hill and his co-author, Thomas Curran, a sports psychology lecturer at England's University of Bath, combed through studies on perfectionism and burnout and analyzed only those that used gold standard measurements to evaluate the relationship. Hill noted that while a lot of studies have examined the perfectionism-burnout relationship, no one has attempted to collate the research. He and Curran wanted to know how perfectionism and burnout are related across fields, from sports to school to jobs. Burnout has three symptoms, Hill said: physical and emotional exhaustion, detachment or cynicism around the work, and the feeling of not reaching one's goals. The initial research focused on whether burnout was different from depression, Hill said, so that gives you a sense of how severe it can be. Perfectionism is a common trait, Hill said. One study found that fewer than 10% of people say they're not perfectionists in any area of life. This new analysis of prior studies revealed that the trick to making perfectionism work in a healthy way is to set goals high, but also not beat yourself up if you don't attain them. Easier said than done. Most people who strive for perfection also exhibit the perfectionistic concerns that can lead directly to burnout, Hill said. For that reason, perfectionism has been linked to mental and physical health problems and even the risk of early death. Perfectionism also has been linked to postpartum depression, perhaps made worse because perfectionist moms tend to hide their struggles. But people who both work hard and also take failure in stride do exist. To find that balance, it might help to set goals that are flexible, Hill said. Perfectionists tend to be rigid. If they set their goals too high, they may burn out or bow out at the first sign of failure. Thinking of achievements in degrees rather than as pure success or failure can help reduce the stress that causes burnout. One might try lowering one's expectations from perfection to mere competence. But even that can have its drawbacks, as we'll hear tomorrow here on Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. People, power, possibilities.